Shkoyach, welcome. Good morning. It's great to see you guys, and welcome back for Bein Hazmanim. And we're very proud to have put together again the Bein Hazmanim Kolel, Bein Hazmanim learning opportunity. I want to thank our co-sponsors, Dan and Sue Kaskel, Avram and Alana Belzon, Jonathan and Suri Winograd, Yehuda and Michal Marcus, and the list is in formation for sponsoring the learning every morning from now until Pesach. It's fantastic, so hope everyone's learning shtark, and it's great to see you back here. All right, the topic we're going to cover, we have a short time, is the question of tefillah nechol hamoed. I don't know if you've ever examined or thought about it, but it's very fascinating because there aren't that many areas in halacha or in Jewish observance where you see such disparate opinions. You walk into a shul, and some are wearing tefillin, some aren't wearing tefillin, some put tefillin on with a bracha, some put tefillin on without a bracha. What's going on? Are we one religion? Are we many religions? You know, on sukkahs you come in, everyone's got the same dalad minim. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone's listening to the same shofar. You come to the Seder, and more or less, we're eating the same matzah and maror. And yet you come Chol HaMoed, and some are wearing tefillin, and some are not wearing tefillin. So what is that really all about? Who here wears tefillin? Chol HaMoed? Anybody? We got a couple tefillin wearers, and everyone else, I assume, if you did not raise your hand, means either you don't know, or you don't wear tefillin. So the question is, what's the origin? What's this really all about? It begins from a Gemara Menachos, source number one. And the Gemara Menachos says the following. We'll start on the top left. Rav Chisda bar Abba bar Avuna Maslehu Ba'orta. They davened in tefillin in the evening. They hold you can continue wearing tefillin at night. In other words, a lot about the way that we wear tefillin or the assumptions we make about tefillin aren't necessarily correct. To us, it would be an anathema. It would be totally bizarre for someone to wear tefillin at night or someone to wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif. And yet, there are opinions for each of those things. In fact, just last week, I was flying back from Eretz Yisrael, and I came to the airport very early in the morning. It was a 6:15 flight, and I got there way before that, pitch black outside. And concerned, Misha Yakir wasn't until like 5:30-something. So, but I was walking through the airport, and at about 4:30 a.m., I walked by the Chabad stand, and they were putting tefillin on people already. So I couldn't help myself. I walked over. I said, like, what's pshat? What's going on? It's the middle of the night. So he said, no, for you shouldn't put them on until Misha Yakir. But we have a psak that for them, it's okay. What's that psak based on? So someone is never going to put on tefillin anyone. They're going to be karkafta l'lamanach tefillin. What the Gemara Rosh Hashanah describes, a person who never had the schus of wearing tefillin, never in their life, never that day, wore tefillin. It's a very, very significant thing to wear tefillin. So a person who otherwise would never wear tefillin, so maybe they can be rely on the opinion that a lot of man tefillin who. We don't paskin that way. We certainly don't do it. We have our own challenges now with the clock change and earliest Misha Yakir, when do you wear tefillin, the earliest minyan, how do you do it? But maybe for someone who doesn't. So anyway, so you see there are these opinions. Hayipliga, Rav Chisda, and Rabba Rav Huna, we're disagreeing with Rav Nachman. Fine. Amir Rabba Rav Mi Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hachi, Vama Rabba Rav Huna, Savi Chashika, Savi Lul Chashika, Lecholit V'Leminiyach, Havada Chashika, Cholit. The Gemara here is having a discussion of if you're wearing tefillin during the day and it turns night, do you take your tefillin off? We, again, don't relate to that. We wear tefillin in the morning. We minimize the amount of time that we wear tefillin. We only wear tefillin while we daven. Why? Because tefillin demands a very high level of consciousness, and we're concerned that we're not going to be able to preserve and maintain that, so we wear tefillin for the minimum amount of time. But in the time of Chazal, and for many even in this time, I have a nephew who wears tefillin all day long, so a person's wearing tefillin the entire day. So when it gets dark, do they take the tefillin off? So that's what the Gemara says. There's a difference if it's suffik or if it's vaday. And the Gemara answers, also Erev Shabbos itmar, fine. So on the bottom left, my kasavar, ikasavar, lala zman tefillin, shos Shabbos nami zman tefillin. So who cares that it was Erev Shabbos? If you hold the night is eligible for tefillin, you're yotzei the mitzvah wearing tefillin at night, so Shabbos also you wear tefillin. Shabbos nami zman tefillin hu. The Gemara seems to connect and put together both wearing tefillin at night and wearing tefillin on Shabbos. If you believe that you fulfill the mitzvah wearing tefillin at night, oh, then you wear tefillin. What's going on? Then you wear tefillin on Shabbos as well. If you don't believe wearing tefillin at night, then you wouldn't wear tefillin on. Then you wouldn't. It's a different nephew who wears tefillin all day, by the way. So which is it? So the Gemara answers that mehecha demiato Shabbos mehasam meate leilos. From the place that we learn the miyut, that you're exempt from wearing tefillin on Shabbos, is the same place that we learn the miyut to exempt, to exclude wearing tefillin at night. Where do we learn it from? The Gemara quotes a braisa, this anya, v'shamarta es hachukah azos l'mo'adah miyamim yamima. You observe this chukah, this chok, When miyamim lamoada in its right time, miyamim yamima from day to day, yamim velo leilos. So the Gemara learns from this brisa from the pasuk davka miyamim yamima yamim velo leilos, days and not nights. Miyamim velo kol yamim. Furthermore, we learn not only does days exclude nights, but days means not all days, weekdays. When you say days, it means weekdays. So it means days, not nights, and it means days, not all days. Which days is it excluding? Pratla Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov. You do not wear tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglius. Rabbi Yossi Aglius of the opinion that, which is our normative practice, not to wear tefillin at night, not to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? It's a gzeiros hakasuv. It's learned from a pasuk. Miyamim yamima yamim velo leilos yamim velo kol yamim. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo nemar chukah zu elu lepesach bevad. The word chukah in this context, this pasuk is talking about the Korban Pesach. So when it says yamim yamima, you can't learn about tefillin. It's not talking about tefillin. It's talking about Korban Pesach. So therefore, where do we learn it from? So nafkal mihachad nafkal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, it's not Rabbi Akiva Omer, yochi aniyachad mitzvim shabbos yom tovim, tamalom v'hayo la'os ayadcha ulototafos bein einecha. Tefillin are described as an os, as a sign, as a symbol between our eyes. So Rabbi Akiva learns that when do you need to wear that os called tefillin? On a weekday. But Shabbos and Yantif, in which you have another os, Shabbos is called an os. Shomer Nesra Asa Shabbos, Lasa Osi Beniyo Veneichem. Shabbos is called an os. So since Shabbos is called an os, you don't. Or classically, it's understood to mean a man walks around with a bris. The bris mila is called an os. You need two osos in order to have Eidim, Eidus. So a bris is one os. So during the week, you need tefillin to be the second host, the second witness. On Shabbos, Shabbos is the second witness, and therefore you don't need tefillin. So the Gemara here is recording a machlokas. One opinion, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is it's derived from Xeris Akosav, a pasuk, yamim miyamim yamima yamim velo leilos, or yamim velo kol yamim. You wear tefillin during the day, not at night, or you tefillin on the weekday, and not on and not on Shabbos or Yontif. And the second opinion, the Brisa Rabbi Kiva, is tefillin is called an os. And Shabbos and Yontif are themselves an os. You don't need to wear tefillin in order to be that os. Okay, so far all we saw was here is weekday yes, Shabbos Yontif no.
According to the way of learning Hayom Yomima, that would be usher to put on. So according to an os, you could have three witnesses, and two witnesses.
Interesting. Okay, unless it's somehow a conflicting os. You're right. In theory, one could derive from here that one would be usher versus yeah.
If you're only wearing tefillin during night, then you only have one os.
Right, so at night, what happens at night? Why don't you need the second os at night? So maybe, you'll notice he's only learning, Rabbi Kiva only learns Shabbos Yom Tovim. He has to learn Leilos from somewhere else, because os wouldn't explain why for Rabbi Kiva, you wouldn't wear tefillin at night. Good. So we see that clearly, there's a chiyuv of tefillin during the day, there's a chiyuv of tefillin during the weekday. There's a p'tur of tefillin at night, a p'tur of tefillin, p'tur and iser of tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. The question is, Chol HaMoed. The question is, Chol HaMoed. Where does Chol HaMoed fit in? Within this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, is Chol HaMoed more Chol? Is Chol HaMoed more Moed? Where does Chol HaMoed fit in? So the Rush here, source number two. The Rush writes, "What might it be dependent on? How do you know where it fits in?" First, he quotes the opinion of Rabbi Akiva on the top. He quotes this whole back and forth of the Gemara. So you see, he quotes Rabbi Akiva, may hold that Laila, he may concede Laila is man tefillin. Rabbi Akiva, very interesting. The Rosh says, what makes Shabbos and Yontif not time for tefillin, what makes them an os in their own right? So I might have thought, what makes Shabbos and Yontif an os, says the Rush? I might have thought it's the Isser Malacha. You're not allowed to do the 39 creative labors on Shabbos and Yontif, on Yontif 38. You're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Isser Malacha is a reflection of the os. But says the Rush, that can't be. Why? Because Chol HaMoed, the Shari Midoraisa, Chol HaMoed, is it Asr and Malacha or Mutter and Malacha? Well, some malachas are okay and some are not okay, right? It's one of the most complicated areas of halacha, Hilchos Chol HaMoed. It's not simple. But we have, generally speaking, an Isser Malacha even on Chol HaMoed. But we also have, yeah, if a person would lose money, if it's not something which is a craftsman would do. We have all kinds of parameters and criteria, which malachas are asr and which are mutter. And there's a big machlokas rishonim. So some malachas asr, some malachas mutter and chalamoid. Is it really that midoraisa chalamoid should be asr in malacha, but we found a heter for some things? Or is it really that no, midoraisa all malachas mutter, we're just machmir to asr some things? Where do you start at? Which is the default? Which is the starting point? Is the starting point really all malacha is asr, we just found a leniency for some? Is the starting point all malacha is mutter, we just found a stringency from some? Which direction do we start with the isr malacha? So the Rosh is pointing out that Yom Tov and Shabbos is called an os, not because of an isr malacha, because after all, he's of the opinion that midoraisa cholamoi doesn't have an isr malacha. Yet it's called an os because of Pesach. Why? Because you have even midoraisa an isr of achilas chametz. Uvesukah is l'chay besukah. In other words, even cholamoid is called an os. Why? Because you have these other components to them. An isr chametz on Pesach and a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on sukkah. So mi perik basu the moed kod mashma the v'cholamoid chay betfilin the tani kosli tefillin la'atma l'achirim v'tova divir of meir b'yuda omer marim mocha shalov v'chozo v'kosli v'la'atma. So imishim la'achir hamoed mali la'atma mali la'achirim. So the rush here is of the opinion that you have to wear tefillin on cholamoid. Why? So he says, since midoraisa malacha is mutter, cholamoid is not called an os. True, there's a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, a kiyum a mitzvah versus a chiyum a mitzvah, but at least a kiyum a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah on cholamoid. And true, there's an isra of chametz on cholamoid, but if you characterize os as being connected to isra malacha and midoraisa, there's no isra malacha on cholamoid, so the Rosh is of the opinion that cholamoid is not an os. And since it's not an os, you would have a chiyuv to wear tefillin on cholamoid. And he's bringing evidence. Why? Because the Gemara says that you're allowed to cholamoid chay. What?
What's the bracha?
He doesn't differentiate. He says b'cholamoid kasav tefillin la'atzma v'achirim tova. You're allowed to write tefillin for yourself. If you didn't have tefillin, you'd be allowed to write them on cholamoid. So why would you have to write tefillin on cholamoid if you didn't need them on cholamoid? It's not tzorach hamoed. So if you're allowed to write tefillin on cholamoid, it must be tzorach hamoed because there's a mitzvah of tefillin on cholamoid. And that's if you look in source number 3, that's the Rambam. What? To the extent that you would, yeah. Look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Yantav, Perek Zayin. Also, lichtov b'moed, afilu svarin tefillin in mezuzos. You're not allowed to write, say, for Torah tefillin in mezuzos. Ve'ein magin afilu osachat b'sefer hazoim, den shezu malach ha'shen al tzorach ha'moed. V'kosev edom tefillin in mezuzos, la'atzmo, v'tav ha'techeles l'big dough. You could tie techeles to your clothing. V'me'ein lo ma'yochal, kosev v'mochel achem, k'dei parnasoso. So if you needed to sustain yourself, you could even do it for someone else. But for yourself, certainly you're allowed to do it. Why would the Rosh say that you're allowed to do it for yourself? He would say you're allowed to do it for yourself because clearly there's a mitzvah of tefillin on cholamoid. Chazal would not allow you to write tefillin on cholamoid if there were no use for the tefillin on cholamoid. And what's the use of tefillin on cholamoid? Obviously, it's a mitzvah to wear. So clearly, they're relying on the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that the whole thing revolves around the question of os. Tefillin are called an os. Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os. Is cholamoid an os? For the Rosh, cholamoid is not an os. How do you know it's not an os? Because midoraisa, there's no isra malacha. Since it's not an os, since there's midoraisa, there's no isra malacha, therefore you have a chiyuv of wearing tefillin on cholamoid to the point that you would make a bracha. You'd make a bracha. The Rosh is not the only one who believes this, so does the Or Zeruah, and the Mordechai quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that also agrees and believes that you'd have a chiyuv on cholamoid for these two reasons, the os and the raya from the Gemara that you're allowed to write tefillin. The Bahag disagrees. Source number 4. Quoted by Tosas and Moed Katan. The Bahag says the following. Let's see. Kosev mocher kedei parnasaso. We said you're allowed to write tefillin if someone east needs the tefillin in order to sustain yourself. Dashar legamer l'acherim b'schar v'dav kedei parnasaso. V'lachor mekom mikulu. So this is coming as a chumra. Is it coming on a kula? Let's find the Bahag. Where's the Bahag? Review the time of the Tefillin. Perek Hamotzi Tefillin. Shabbos Man Tefillin. Rabbi Chanan Amachet Tefillin. Perek Man Tefillin. Yeah, the fourth wide line. Balachas gedolas pasuk da'asa laniach tefillin b'chol shel moed ulatam shememayit shabasav yom tov miyami yamim amistaber shaper dememayit chol shel moed. So the Rush was learning based on oaths and said chol moed is not an oath because midarais it's mutar b'malacha. The Bahag is learning from miyamim yamima yamim v'lo kol yamim is prat l'shabasav v'yam tovim, and also included in shabasav v'yam tovim is chol moed. And therefore, the Bahag says it's aser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. L'man d'darsh mil'os yatzu shabbos v'yom tovim she'im ba'atzman os yishlomar v'she'im osu malacha kim b'davar ha'avid. You're only allowed to do malacha on a davar ha'avid. That's why it's not called. Because the Bahag is also fundamentally disagreeing about the iser malacha on yantav. So this is the opinion of the Bahag. It's also the opinion of the Rambam, the Rajba, the Ri. And they believe that if Yantav is excluded from wearing tefillin, so Chol HaMoed is like Yantav for this purpose. Miyamim yamima, yamim velo kol yamim is including not only Yantav, it's including Chol HaMoed as well. And that Chol HaMoed constitutes a Yantav, and therefore it's an os. So in other words, whichever, the Bahag is saying, whichever way you go, either Rabbi Yossi Aglili miyamim yamima, or Rabbi Akiva an os, Chol HaMoed is called an os, because there is an Nesem Malacha. He holds midaraisa, there isn't a malacha, there's just a heter of davar avid, so it is called an os. And miyamim yamima, lo kol yamim, includes chol HaMoed as well. So the fundamental machlokas is Rishonim here, between the Bahag and the Rush, and the other corollary Rishonim as well. And they're arguing over what is the nature of chol HaMoed. Is chol HaMoed more chol? Is it more moed? And what's the determining factor, whether it's more chol or whether it's more moed? The relationship to Isser Malacha. If midaraisa all malacha is really mutter, so then it's clearly not called an os, and you should wear tefillin, and that's the opinion of the Rush. If midaraisa malacha is also, there's just a heter for davara avid, for lost opportunity, so then midaraisa is an isser of malacha. It's called an os, and therefore you are putter from, tefillin. The Rav in Shirim the Zecher Abba Mari, the Yeretzat Shirim he gave for his father, and Chelik Beis, the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, gets into this. And let's look together what the Rav says, how he explains this opinion of the Bahag. Nearly Pasha, the Chaluk Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, Kedushas Chol HaMoed. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is Batas Rak B'Yachas LeKorban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha to it. It's not an ordinary weekday. It's past Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh fell on a weekday, it's not an ordinary weekday. Ein Bo'al HaKedusha Mefreshes Pashas Pinchas. Is Rosh Chodesh a yantif? We call it a quasi yantif. And we do have a tradition about women being exempt from malacha, but there it doesn't mean Isser malacha as in the 39 creative labors. When women don't do malacha, it means they don't have to cook dinner or do the laundry because the Rosh Chodesh was given to women as a reward for not participating in the Cheta Ega. So says the Rav, Rosh Chodesh, does it have Kedusha? Only in one sense. Namely, what do we recite on Rosh Chodesh that we don't say any other day? Musaf. Rosh Chodesh, we say halal also, but Rosh Chodesh has a Musaf, correlating with the Korban Musaf. So it has a Kedusha from a Korban Musaf, but that's all it has. So really, it's a weekday. Yom Chol L'Chol Davar. Nikru Yom Mekudosh, Aval Kedusha, so Tchuma Mugbelas Rak L'Korban Musaf. Ulam Kedusha, Shechol HaMoed. Right? Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh look very similar. Both of you say Musaf. Both we say halal, but are they similar? That's what the Rav is addressing here. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in practice seem very similar, but are they similar? And he's saying, no, they're very different. Why? Rosh Chodesh is like a weekday on steroids, whereas Chol HaMoed is like a yantif lowered. Now, so are you starting from here or from here? Rosh Chodesh, you're starting from a Yom Chol, you're just adding a Korban Musaf. Chol HaMoed, you're starting from a Yantaf, you're just eliminating some of the Isser Malacha.
Like
which direction do you start? Right, he's explaining the opinion of the Bahag. Exactly. Ulam Kedushas Chol HaMoed makifa harbe dinam v'chalosam. Uva'atzam Kedushasu hichefza sh'Kedushas Chag HaSukkas Chag HaPesach. Kedushasum is batas ba'ar b'dvarim. How do I know this, says the Rav? How do I know that Rosh Chodesh is just an elevated Yom Chol, whereas Chol HaMoed is just a reduced Moed? How do I know that? Because look at Kedusha comes from four things. Isser Malacha, Korban Musaf, the Chovas HaRegel, and Chiyav Mitzvahs HaNehagas Bergalam, like Matzah Pesach or Sukkah B'Sukkas. So there are four things. The Korban Musaf, there's the unique mitzvah of the day, which he just said, like eating in a Sukkah or avoiding Chametz. There's the obligation to bring the Korbanos of a Yantif, Korban Re'iyah, the Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha, and there's the Isra Malacha. Shloshos HaMechayav, Mishakor, Mitzvah, Chavos HaReg, Mitzvah, Chagat, Nohagim, Gam B'Chol HaMoed. Three out of those four apply on Chol HaMoed. You say that Mizu'alim L'Havim Ki'en L'Anu B'Sukkos, O Pesach, Arba Kedushos Nefrados, Achaz Oseres Malacha, Ashneh B'Mitzvah, Kedushos Moedim, Kedusha Achidehi, L'Mashal. So all these Kedushas intertwine and they're really united as one. Kedushas Hayom Shal Pesach Shal Sukkos V'Avsh Mechayev Asi Ba'Arba Dvarim Baram HaMechayev Hu Echa Kedushas Hayom. What is the driver? The Mechayev, the driver that obligates all four of these things. It is the Kedushas Hayom, it's the sanctity of the day. Nimtzer Shebechol HaMoed Kedushas Hayom L'Nishtana Klal Klal Mizu Shal Yontif. Eini Pechusim Kedushas Hayom Shal Yom Rishon Hayom Ha'achron. Really, when we have Pesach for 8 days, all 8 days are the same. We have an 8-day Yontif. We get a little reprieve in the middle because you got to go to Great Adventure and you need to drive there because you got to go on your Chol HaMoed trip or activity and you got to drive there. So in the middle, you get a little bit reduced, a little more leniency, a little bit more flexibility on Malacha. But the essentials that are all a reflection or result of the driver of a Kedushas Yontif are all there. So the Korban Musaf is still there and the Mitzvah Sayom, Sukkah or Yavodi Chametz are still there, and the Karbonos of the Yontif are still there, and the Malacha is the one that's flexible. So he's proving from here that don't be confused just because Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed look similarly on the outside, they're very, very different. So he says, Shara Mechayav, and Prat Le'isra Malacha, and Hoggis B'Chol HaMoed, Memela, Lo Pashto Tzirasa, Yisodis B'Chol HaMoed, Lo Hukfa Tokofa, El Shenemar, Heter Miyuchel, Ligami Malacha, V'Lachin Be'emes Chol HaMoed, Kori Mikra Kodesh. As the Gemara Chagiga says, "Im kein b'mikra kodesh zu hus from malacha, ein b'ater zeh mishum afkas kedushas hayom, afilu mibechina zu." So that which you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's not because there's no iser malacha. There remains an iser malacha. It's just an adjusted iser malacha. So all four components of kedushas hayom are still there. Chol HaMoed is a full fledged moed. It is a full fledged moed. Shemati pa'am mipi Abba Mari Shishos Rabbeinu Agodol Adoni Aviz Keni. He says, I once heard from my father, Moshe Soloveitchik, who asked his father, Reb Chaim, Amai ein hu meiniach tefillin b'chol HaMoed? So why don't the briskers wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? B'shosh ha-rosh v'yesach chalam me'ashmaz, sovrim kimetz tefillin nohagiz Chol HaMoed. V'haramah, v'chiri shafil mevorchen aleh. We're going to see that in this machlokas between the Rosh and the Bahag, the Rosh's opinion was adopted by Ashkenazic Jewry to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Bahag is the father, or it became the source of the Sephardi practice not to wear tefillin. So the briskers, the Soloveitchiks, were Ashkenazim. So the Rav said, he quoted his father, who asked his grandfather, Reb Chaim, we're Ashkenazim. We follow the Ramah, we follow the Rosh to wear tefillin. Zaydi, why don't you wear tefillin? Tati, why don't you wear tefillin? Omnam, Mesoros Biadeno, Benidom, and Agon, Mivolna, Mishivas, Volozhin. So it didn't just begin with Reb Chaim. This was a Mesora that came from the Gra through Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Baram Haraya Inyan, but wearing tefillin, it's a suffix, maybe, which of the Rishonim is right? Is it Chol? Is it Moed? So there should be a happy compromise opinion, which is endorsed by some of the Taz and others, which is, put the tefillin on, but without a bracha. If you needed to wear tefillin, you wore them. If you weren't supposed to wear tefillin, you didn't make a bracha, you avoid a bracha levatala. So the question that was posed to Reb Chaim was, why don't we, if it's really a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas aposkim, so at least put on the bracha, put on the tefillin without a bracha.
There's no question of muksa?
No. If it has a purpose on Yontov, it's not muksa. First of all, we pask in the tefillin, if you ever have to move your tefillin on Shabbos Yontif, because there's an opinion that Shabbos man tefillin hu, and because of its extreme value, you'd be allowed to. There's mishnayos that you put on the tefillin, you walk with them if you have nowhere to put them on Shabbos on Yontif. Azeh ishiv lo Rabbeinu Agadol, nimo kistai guso mihanachas tefillin b'chol HaMoed, eino mishum misoros v'loshen, el b'shal dati, ki chol HaMoed pater mitfillin. So he said, it's not because of a Mesorah that he didn't wear it, said Reb Chaim. It's because of his own conclusion. It's his own analysis and his own opinion. Despite what the Rosh said, he's of the opinion, based on this analysis, the difference between Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a weekday. It's a weekday that you happen to bring a Korban Musaf. Chol HaMoed is a full-fledged Yontif. We just happen to be a little bit more flexible with Malacha. So if it's a full-fledged Yontif, just with a little flexibility on Malacha, so you're Patur Lagam Mitfillin. So Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe, the Rav were of the opinion that they did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because they said it doesn't even misafik. You shouldn't put on tefillin without a bracha. Wearing tefillin doesn't even get off the ground. Chol HaMoed is a full fledged yontif, which, by the way, is also very important in terms of big day yontif. The way a person would dress on Yontif is how they should dress on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a full-fledged Yontif. The difference is a little flexibility in malacha. But the kedusha sayom, the sanctity of the day, the driver, the four criteria that identify it as a yantav versus chol are present on chol hamoed, just like they are on yantav. So we saw the Gemara quotes two drushas, Rabbi Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Akiva, why we don't wear tefillin at night, why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and yantav. Yantav, you don't wear tefillin. What about chol hamoed? Is chol hamoed more chol? Is it more moed? The Rush says chol hamoed is more chol, so you wear tefillin. And how do I know it? Because midoraisa, you're mutab du malacha. The Bahag says no. Midoraisa, you're also to do malacha. We just have exceptions of davra avid, and therefore chol hamoed is moed. And if it's moed, then it has an os, and you are exempt from wearing tefillin. And the analysis of the Rav, based on the Masorah of Brisk, that chol hamoed is not just this difference, is it more chol or is it more moed? It's not which is it more, it's which is it all together. And for the Briskers, chol hamoed was not chol at all. The fact that we're more flexible with malacha is a detail in the Yisr malacha. But at its core, chol hamoed is still entirely and full-fledged a moed. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? So the Torah says in Source 6, Shabbos v'yontav lav zman tefillin hein, v'chol shamoed yesh mestapkin, imu zman tefillin meniyach oso b'lo bracha, v'adoni avi arasha meniyach u'mevarech aleim. So the Torah says that the Zmachlok is a Rishonim, so therefore some put on the tefillin without a bracha, but then he quotes his father as saying, he says some put it out of bracha, but he quotes his father, the Rosh, who put it on with a bracha. We understand the compromise. Both sides are very compelling. Is it more chol? Is it more moed? We understand the argument to say that we hedge the bets to put them on without a bracha, but it's not how we pass it. So the Shulchan Aruch itself writes in Surah 7, Shabbos v'yantav aslo anich tefillin b'day sheim atzman os, v'minichem behem o achar hayozozul os shalahem. So that sounds like, by the way, sender, usher. That if you'd put it on, it was zilzal o shalahem. Even within the opinion of os, it might be usher. So the Mechaber is passing in like whom? Shulchan Aruch is passing in like the Bahag. Bahag, that it's usher. Because it's os. Also, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, like the Bahag. It's os. The Yeshom Shalomor Chayiv Betfilin. The Rosh then quotes the Rama quotes the Rosh. The Chinogan B'chol Galilos Ilu Lanicham B'Moed Lavorech Aleim. He quotes for Ashkenazic jury to put tefillin on with a bracha. Elashayim Lavorech Aleim B'Koram B'Sakinetsk Moshmayos Moshesana. We say the bracha quietly. We don't say it out loud as we do the rest of the year. We say it quietly. But the Rosh disagrees. So the Machlokas Machaber Rama parallels exactly the Machlokas between the Rosh and the Bahag. The Mishnah Bura adds, he follows the recommendation of the Taz to do it without a bracha. He says, first of all, even if you wear them, chalitzas hatfilin tzarach liyos b'chol hamoed kodem halal. You take your tefillin off before halal. Why? Because if you're saying the chol hamoed is more chol and therefore it's not an os and therefore you're wearing tefillin, that's till you get to halal. Once you're saying halal, you can't claim it's a yom chol. So you should, if you wear tefillin on chol hamoed, you take them off before halal. Except for. Be careful when you're taking them off during. That's because in laning we mention it. Yeah, exactly. So you leave the tefillin on then for the laning. Yeah. And by the way, Rosh Chodesh, you leave the tefillin on for halal, which might reflect also the Shub Chaim. You're wearing the tefillin on for halal. The difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. If you are making a bracha, you do it quietly. Don't go b'shus harab in the Beis HaKnesses. V'achronim iskim l'das ha'taz diyosetov l'anichem b'li bracha. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, who endorse the position of the Taz, that says, even if you wear tefillin, you should do it without a bracha. Ki ha'brachas ena ma'akvas, savik brachas l'hakel. Even if you don't make a bracha, that won't stop you from fulfilling the mitzvah, but savik brachas l'hakel, therefore you should omit the bracha. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also follows the recommendation of the Taz, but in the end he says that you should follow whatever it is your ancestors did. Left hand column, chol Ashkenazim menichem ach ata menichem below bracha v'chein roi lasos v'hiricha b'zeh kam gedolei achronim zeh omer v'kav zeh omer v'chov v'lachein kol echa yachzik b'menhago v'ach shev rabo gam b'en Ashkenazim shalol hanicham. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Chiyo Michal Epstein, is already noting that even in his time already there began the practice of omitting tefillin, even Ashkenazim. Right, so in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was very clearly delineated. Sephardim didn't wear tefillin, Ashkenazim did. Today you'll find hardcore Ashkenazim wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If you're not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you are probably Nusach Sfard, you descend from Hasidim, or you have some Sfardish blood, and you are relying on that opinion to not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag has developed widely, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's minhag Gra, minhag Yerushalayim, minhag Eretz Yisrael, so much so that in Eretz Yisrael, if you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they'll send you into the women's section. They'll send you into another area. There are other shuls like that in Baltimore, and there are other shuls where if the shul has an established minhag and you are entitled to rely on your minhag, but it's deviating from the established minhag, they'll tell you to do it in a private, sort of concealed fashion so other people don't see. Which gets into the area of Lo Sisko to do. What if you have multiple people keeping different practices in one community? Does it seem like Agudos Agudos, the pasuk, the Isser of Lo Sisko to do is not to have diverse practices in one community where it looks like there are multiple Toros Yisrael, like we have more than one Torah. But Moshe already has a tshuva that says in America, which is the great melting pots, I don't know, maybe this wouldn't be true in Elizabeth, New Jersey. There are very few exceptions. But most of America, which is a big melting pot, whose communities are absorbed and assimilated different Jewish practices from different places, we don't have that prohibition of losis go to do. It won't be violated. Some people stand Kriyas HaTorah, some people sit. Some people stand Chazer HaShat, some people sit. Some people wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, some people don't. It's not a problem of losis go to do because it's already established that there are multiple practices. It couldn't be misunderstood to look like we have multiple Torahs. So whatever one's practice is, they should continue doing whatever their minhag is. And hopefully we gained a little bit of an understanding into where it originated. Is Chol HaMoed more Chol? Is Chol HaMoed more Moed? And the defining factor which would determine that is, what's the nature of the Isser Malacha? Is it Midoraisa, all Malacha is Mutter, we just added some stringency? Is it Midoraisa, all Malacha is Aser, we just added some leniency? That will determine whether Chol HaMoed is more Chol or is more Moed. And based on the Brisker analysis, it's a full-fledged moed, and that should be reflected in our dress, in our conduct, and how we spend our time. We have some flexibility in the malacha, but in all four of the criteria, it really is a full-fledged malacha.